Makeup Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Don't go around tonight, but it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the right.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's the Wake Up Crew here on Monday, March 31st, the last day of March.
It is the final one. No more March after today.
A little cooler today.
We're marching our way into April.
This is episode 1625, and it's spring break week.
Whoop.
Doesn't affect you at all, does it?
We don't have service this Wednesday night, but
still got work. Whoa, get back. Yeah.
Yep.
I should say that. I'm applauding that you don't have service. That's not good. Tax day is in 15 days. Who wants to know that reminder? Jeez.
Probably people who have forgotten to do their taxes.
Well, I think Brian got some back, so he's happy. Ooh, taxes, okay. These people that didn't had to pay.
He does. He pays a lot in so that he gets a chunk of return. He's one of those.
Yeah, I never did quite understand that. I don't understand that concept, because if you throw a lot in, yeah, you get something back, but you've thrown it in all this whole time. You know, I don't know. What do you think is better, Dalton? I'm talking to you because he's not speaking to me.
No, I was going to say I do that because I don't want to pay taxes in January and then turn around and in March have to pay again.
Oh, you have taxes.
Property taxes.
Property taxes, yeah.
Be nice if you could flip those, get your money back, and then pay your property tax. That'd be nice.
Yeah, would be.
Can't do that, though.
It's kind of retro. It's kind of retro kind of thing. Mm.
And yes, I could save that money, but I just don't want to take that chance because I have had to pay in once, and it was a big surprise, and I don't like surprises.
That is one thing he hates, being surprised. So, I try to get mine as close to even as possible.
Did you make it?
Nope. Had to pay. Mm. That's okay, though.
Join the club, bro. There you go. Yeah. We're the members of the pay club.
Yeah.
I tell you, you got something back, though.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. But that's private. He doesn't.
$10,000, just a
I
little
got
bit.
$25,000 because I put in $800,000 into the taxes. All right, Easter is also in 21 days, fellas, and we're always looking forward to that. Going to be warmer, I would think, being late in April. So
nice late Easter this year.
Above average temperatures the next few
weeks.
Okay,
I have a question. It's not. It happened the other day, and it's not about today because it's cold out. It's colder outside, but. The other day when it was 78 or 80 for a high, this place becomes like an iceberg.
I know. I brought up a sweatshirt that day.
The warmer it gets, the colder it gets in here. It's uncanny.
Yes.
67 degrees the other day.
Yeah. 67 degrees right now.
I don't live in my house at 67 degrees.
Maybe it's the transition. Maybe it's the transition from warm outside to cold in here. Makes it feel colder.
But Dalton, people laugh at me when I'm going into the studio and I've got a jacket, carrying a jacket in. Everybody, you know, it's like 110 outside and I'm wearing a jacket. So
maybe you should just leave one up here.
Well, I tried that for a while. And then Charlie came and I just don't. I'm afraid I'm going to have it chewed up. There'll be like holes in it and stuff. So.
No, it'll still keep you warm.
I have an apology.
Well, Charlie is dead.
I have an apology to make to you, speaking of mascots and animals and things.
Oh, no.
Apology. About Russell, because we were always saying, get away from that and all that kind of thing. But you were telling me about a station that does have a mascot. Remember the other day you were talking about that?
Oh, we were talking about Y107 back in the day.
Yeah.
And they had the Tukey bird.
Yeah. Yeah. So this isn't new.
No.
And when you heard Tukey Tukey. You call in and you could win prizes like
so we could have
it's
Russell
not that.
We could have Russell Crowe and give out prizes.
Some things are better left in the past, is what I think.
Well, there's a station in Gallatin that's currently using the Tukey bird.
We were thinking of names, alternative names. You know.
not Russell the Rooster.
No,
just a different
not Wake Up Crew.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But
there's a station I've been seeing clips from online, and they have a segment where if you think your boyfriend or girlfriend is cheating on you, they'll call them, and they come up with like elaborate schemes to get them to reveal it on the air.
That's
very funny.
That's kind of dirty, isn't it?
That's what's next for us. They'll call them.
Oh, is it?
They'll call and be like, hey, we've got a flower delivery. Who would you like that sent to? And they'll say, like, the wrong girl or something. It's very funny.
It is time today to do Today in History, celebrity birthdays. We'll have the dad joke of the day. And we're going to talk to Sunshine Nutrition today.
Ah, love them.
6 minutes of conversation with Sun. Why are you looking at me? Sunshine Nutrition. He doesn't like it when I talk about the 7 o'clock hour. You know, he promo.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms likely returning into the afternoon. Some storms could be severe. Cloudy skies expected, high near 67 degrees. West winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy with a low around 39 degrees. North winds will stay around 5 to 10. Tuesday, we're looking mostly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. East winds will stay around 5 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it is 60 degrees.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Houston and Auburn are going to the men's Final Four next weekend. Auburn, one seed in the South, won its regional final against Michigan State 70-64. All-American Janai Broome, 25 points, 14 rebounds. One seed in the Midwest region, Houston defeated Tennessee 69-50. The Cougars led 29-8 late in the first half. The Final Four is in San Antonio next weekend. Villanova has a new head coach. It's Kevin Willard from Maryland. The women's regional final started with a South Carolina victory 54-50 over Duke. UCLA eliminated LSU 72-65. The NBA's late game at Phoenix went to Houston 148-109, and Suns star Kevin Durant left after rolling an ankle. In the NHL, Buffalo won 8-5 at Washington. Denny Hamlin was the NASCAR winner, and the Padres are now 4-0 after beating the Braves again Sunday night 5-0.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org. Dalton, I've been having an issue with my phone.
Oh, no.
Hyundai, my car, it keeps going, like, it makes you reset your password. You know, automatic heat and air comes on, you know, and start it up. And it does it about every 3 or 4 weeks. Well, I've changed the password like 15 times. I'm starting to run out of passwords to give that thing. But I'm notorious for, I don't do like Brian and keep them all in the phone and all that kind of stuff. I just go, oh, that works. Okay, I'll run it till the next time.
You need to get the app LastPass.
LastPass.
LastPass. It's an app on your phone.
Listen to this, listeners.
You will set one password for, and you don't have to change it. They don't make you whatever. So you remember one password, and it will store all of your other passwords. So when you set a new one for Hyundai, you go in and you change the password for Hyundai, and then when you can't remember, you can log into LastPass and see them all.
So it's kind of just, it's keeping a record of it. Like,
yeah,
it's
keeps a record, but it's password protected, so people can't just get it.
New iOS on iPhone has a password app.
Yes, and I don't like it as much as LastPass. LastPass, I think, is easier to use.
That's what I thought.
It's also free.
So is LastPass.
It is?
You there's a paid version you can get without ads and stuff, but, you know.
I just, anything that would help. I'll take your advice.
Yes. The one that comes default on the phone is a little hard to use, but LastPass, I think, is pretty easy. So.
It's time to tell us our good neighbor of the day,
oh, yes.
I think. LastPass.
LastPass.
Carly Fancher is today's good neighbor of the day for her selfless care for a hospice patient and rush to say goodbye despite her busy schedule. I tell you what, I really have a special place in my heart for these people that work hospice. The family praises her for her compassion. Carly Fancher will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and they're located at 117 South Academy Street. You can almost, I guess, reach out and touch it from
here.
You
could throw a rock.
You could.
Through their window.
And, of course, News Radio WGNS.
Send in your good neighbors. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor.
Well, today's a great day if you like tacos, because it's International Taco Day. And I've been on a kick lately with fish tacos. That's been one of my, like, frequent meals when I go out to eat and stuff, because they're kind of lower in calorie. They're pretty good for you. They're very good.
Fish tacos, I like them, too.
I love
really
fish
good.
Taco.
Our song of the day. We're doing spring break playlist songs. Here it is from American Authors. Four after the hour.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on, he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We now have good treatments for vision with cataract surgery. So now you can see well near, intermediate, and far distances without glasses.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
What we can do not only to make you see younger, but help you to look younger and get rid of sun damage and other problems to our skin.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour, John, Brian, and Dalton with you this Monday morning. And it is, I guess it's time to tell another little issue that I have.
Oh, man.
But
what's bugging me?
But it's not only happened to me, but it's happened. It's not really happened to me, but it's irritating to see it. But these people that go in and do these fake commercials and stuff on the internet, you know, like the diet pill, you know, the diet gummy. Bree Smith was on. I think she's gone to, their state legislature.
Yes.
She used to be on Channel 5, and she's trying to get them to change and pass a law, you know. So.
Well, with her, it was even...
It was really bad.
It was even worse than that, because it wasn't just the fake ads, but there was, like, explicit content people were making, putting her face on things. So it was pretty rough.
Why would somebody want to do that?
I don't know.
When you're anonymous, you can just.
Yeah. When nobody knows who you are, you can just kind of get away with whatever. But there, I mean,
But that could happen to anybody, could it not?
Yeah. Nobody wants to see explicit pictures of any of us, but.
Well, it was like her head on explicit pictures, made a movie or not a movie, but a video.
So, yeah. So what's the plan to stop that?
They're looking to add some, because right now it's not even illegal to do that. So that's what they're looking to kind of establish some law to make that illegal to do. And put some fines in place and maybe even some jail time if somebody does do that. But right now...
Finding them is the trouble now.
Right.
Who did it?
Well, but right now, it's not even a crime to do it. So you could just do that and get away with it, and there's no consequences. So they're looking to kind of put some stuff in place as they work towards
where
that.
Where did it pop up at? Like Instagram or what? Where did it...
I'm not sure. I mean, it made its rounds on social media.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was flagged... obviously, for being explicit. But
it's kind of like the damage has already been done after it those kind of things happen.
Once it's on the internet, it's on the internet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's part of the problem.
And I guess we've increased the problem because we're talking about it. So people are going to go and look, I guess.
I think most of that stuff has been, they've kind of scrubbed that as best as possible. Plus, she's openly talking about it.
Does it irritate you when people, they hack you, you get hacked? Have you ever been hacked?
I've never been seriously hacked, no.
I haven't been seriously hacked where it affected me, but I've been hacked.
Yeah. But I'll get those phone calls.
Yeah, you have to kind of watch.
Give us your password, please. I'm like, well,
so it happened to me when I used my bank card in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge. Those touristy places, you know, like you go to a restaurant and they take your card. Well, when they take your card, it happened there at some place where they scanned my card information and then drained my bank account.
Golly.
Yep.
So use a credit card when you go out of town.
Is that why the bank wants you to call them when you're going out of town, out of state?
But use a credit card. That way you can dispute it, and it's not money out of your bank account if you're on vacation. I think I did traveler's checks one time, if you can believe that.
Yeah, well, no, that makes sense. That's for sure. It's the end of March,
but last
it's not.
Day,
it's not the end of today in history, though.
No,
it's
just starting to go forever.
It's for this month. In 1880, the first town to claim to be completely illuminated by electric lighting was in Wabash, Indiana. In 1889, the Eiffel Tower officially opens in Paris. 1923, the first dance marathon in New York City. Alma Cummings sets a record for 27 hours with 6 different partners.
Wow. That's a lot.
Had some sore feet after that.
I would imagine so.
1939, The Hound of Baskervilles is the first of 14 films starring Basil Rathbone as Sherlock Holmes. 1943, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma premieres in New York.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
Oh, sorry.
I got a beautiful feeling.
And now John Dickens in Oklahoma.
Going my way.
In 1968, getting back, the U.S. President Lyndon Johnson announces in an address to the nation that he will not seek re-election.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president. Thank you for listening. Good night, and God bless all of you.
In 1972, the official Beatles fan club closes down.
One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together.
You know, Yoko's 92 now, 91 or 92.
I did not know that. Wow.
Hard to believe. In 1994, the Chicago White Sox assigns former NBA superstar Michael Jordan to the Birmingham Barons of Class AA Southern League. He returns to the NBA after one season. He did get about 4 or 5 hits.
I saw him. You know, Nashville had a AA and a AAA team at one time during that time.
Did you see him?
I got to see him.
See him live?
Yep.
Wow, you baseball fan. Wow. And finally, 2009, Boom Boom Pow, the single released by the Black Eyed Peas. It's the Grammy Award for Best Music Video and the Billboard Song of the Year. Brandon Brooks is standing by, folks. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
March 28th.
You believe that America is the land of opportunity.
1977.
Yeah.
Rocky took home Best Picture at the 49th Academy Award. March 28th, 1995.
I'm just checking things out.
Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett split up.
Son, she's no lady, she's your wife.
After less than 2 years of marriage. And March 28th, 1998. The Cape Man, Paul Simon's $11 million musical starring Mark Anthony, closed on Broadway.
I got time on my hands tonight.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms likely returning into the afternoon. Some storms could be severe. Cloudy skies expected, high near 67 degrees, west winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 39 degrees. North winds will stay around 5 to 10. Tuesday, we're looking mostly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. East winds will stay around 5 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it is 60 degrees.
Good morning. There's a car up against the wall in a terrible spot. Watch for it. Riley Parkway westbound, right at I-24. Still dodging some pretty good range hours throughout certain parts of Middle Tennessee this morning. It's trying to load up a little bit more volume. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on 24 westbound, passing Bell Road. Again, a little bit of extra time out here may not be a bad idea. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist. That website, it's easy. It's IRSroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure. Safe and secure. It's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. We Remember You, a dementia caregivers support group. They meet at the Villages of Murfreesboro on the second Tuesday of each month. That's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. For more information, phone 615-848-3030. And the Villages of Murfreesboro is at 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just down from the Avenue of Murfreesboro. Here's a great job opportunity for you. Did you realize there's a nursing shortage? In fact, the Tennessee Hospital Association projects that there will be a shortfall of 8,500 nurses in just 10 years. That's why Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital and Marion University are offering an accelerated Bachelor of Science nursing program. To learn more about this accelerated program, you need to be at St. Thomas West over on Harding Pike in Nashville. That'll be Tuesday afternoon, April 15th, tax day, 4 until 7 in the afternoon. At Ascension St. Thomas West. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. It's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, Bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
All right, guys. If you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone.
Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best.
But not just any TRT.
Not those websites offering only basic treatments.
You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center.
They offer advanced personalized treatments
with over a decade of experience.
At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25 minutes.
Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment online.
LowTCenter.com.
Low T Center.
Reinventing men's healthcare.
One of the most popular Bell Jewelers gifts for Mother's Day is birthstone jewelry to represent the kids, the spouse, the whole family for that matter. We have stackable rings in all different birthstone colors. We've done family jewelry, whether it's necklace or a family tree. But make sure to come in time, because every kid has a different birthstone usually. So come to Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
21 before the hour. Dalton, you won't believe what's happened the last 2 days you were gone.
Oh, no, what happened?
Well, dad joke. He used other people's jokes. I mean, like, you know.
Well, when the fans are sending them in, you got to use them.
They got two fours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he takes.
That's right. We're back to.
Yeah, it's like he takes credit for it.
Yeah.
And then he'll make comments like this. Well, just wait till Dalton gets back. It won't be a four then. I mean, he can't ever.
I gave him a four last time.
I know. And he's always mad about something. I don't know. Just go ahead. Is this your joke or is this a friend of yours?
This is one that I've researched.
Okay. Yeah. Daryl Rigsby told me Friday, too. He had a joke and he forgot to tell it.
Oh, no.
He's going to tell it for you.
Well, he'll have to send it in to us.
Yeah, he'll get a three or two.
He'll get a five for me. You know, I got pulled over by one of Murfreesboro's finest last week, and the officer was like, "You're staggering."
Really?
Yeah. I was like, "Well, you're not that bad looking yourself."
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, I go five.
I'm a five on that. That was real good.
You happy now? You happy you got your you
can
got
you
your
get any higher than
five?
That?
You got your precious little five now.
Little boo-boo.
I get a 10.
641.
CBS News Brief. CBS News is out with a poll on the views Americans have concerning Trump administration policies. Our Deputy Director of Surveys, Jennifer DePinto.
Most Americans say President Trump is not focused enough on lowering prices and say he's focused too much on tariffs.
Trump said in an interview this weekend he'd run for president again. The world's richest man has spent the day in Wisconsin. Elon Musk handed out million-dollar checks to voters in support of a Republican running for the state Supreme Court.
Thank you for coming out in support of this very important Supreme Court race in Wisconsin.
That race is Tuesday. Parts of the country could be in for some rough weather, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
In places like Louisville, Memphis, Nashville, those are the places most likely to see tornadoes, and that is a nighttime to overnight threat.
The National Weather Service says winds could top 70 miles per hour in Tennessee. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Tennessee State Senate is currently debating SB 1086, a bill that would invalidate any driver's licenses issued by another state exclusively to undocumented immigrants. The legislation specifically targets licenses that are visually distinct and not available to legal residents or citizens. If enacted, individuals found driving with such a license in Tennessee could face a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by up to 6 months in jail and a $500 fine. Supporters argue it upholds the integrity of Tennessee's licensing system, while critics warn that it could create complications for undocumented individuals who are legally allowed to drive in other states. Should the bill pass, it would affect communities across the state, including those in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and the broader Rutherford County area, where immigrant populations often contribute to the local economy and daily life. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro police responded to a serious accident Friday evening involving a pedestrian on South Church Street near I-24. Officials described the incident as a car versus pedestrian situation. The victim, a male, sustained life-threatening injuries and was transported to Vanderbilt Trauma Center in Nashville, where he remained in very critical condition. Murfreesboro Police's fatal accident crash team arrived on the scene to conduct a thorough investigation, which included taking measurements, gathering evidence, and speaking with the witnesses. The road was closed for several hours to allow for the investigation, but reopened shortly after 10 p.m. Authorities have not yet released the identity of the injured man, and the cause of the crash remains under review. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro residents, did you know our city could receive $175 per person each year in state funding? That's why it's important to participate in the special census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Listing everyone in your household helps us qualify for more funding to improve roads, parks, and other services. Complete the form online at murfreesborocensus.com or use the prepaid envelope you'll receive in the mail.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
No new taxes, no cost to you, just more to Murfreesboro. Visit murfreesborocensus.com.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
If you're a citizen in Rutherford County, the cost if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer is going to be at least $200 per household per year. But if you live in the city, because you have free disposal in the city, that number is closer to $400 per household on your property taxes right away.
The garbage that we generate will have to be taken 60 miles upstream, and you'll have to cover the charge. We don't want to be up the creek without a paddle. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoke these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes. from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, I heard something interesting the other day.
What's that?
Well, you know Lori Metcalf that's on The Conners?
Yes.
Well, her daughter played young Shelton's mother.
Right.
She's going to be on The Conners in their final season this year. Playing, I guess, the daughter. So it's kind of neat. Like, kind of come full circle there, you know.
So Lori Metcalf was also, the reason her daughter was cast for that is she portrayed Sheldon's mother in Big Bang Theory.
Right. And that was really smart to do that, you know, because they do look similar. But Conners are going off the air. They've been on 7 years. Mm-hmm. And what Roseanne was on another 8 years, wasn't it, or something like that?
So you had the old Roseanne, then you had a year of Roseanne, then before it became the Conners.
Yeah.
So I think it's 7 of the Conners, 8 with Roseanne and the Conners in this modern era.
Yeah. Okay. So you're counting the newest Roseanne, the when it first came back out,
the very first season.
Yeah. Frasier's no longer.
That doesn't surprise me.
Reboot.
I heard it wasn't very good. I never watched any of any of Frasier to begin with.
He's a little old to be looking like going out to try to find a date.
If I were going to do that, here's how I would do that show. I wouldn't do Frasier, but I'd do Cheers.
Same
bar, but a completely new cast.
Yeah.
Get new regulars that come in, a new young bartender.
Well, let me ask you.
Do the same show, but make it new people.
So apparently there were 10 seasons, and they count the Roseanne first season with the other one. So there were 10 total of Roseanne, and then, what'd you say, 7? Of
7 or 8, I'm not sure.
Yeah. So 17 seasons total.
You know, some of these sitcoms, to me, I never was a big Cheers fan.
Right.
I never was a big Frasier fan, but I did like it in reruns, you know, the syndication. Mm-hmm. I love Friends. That was my favorite. Seinfeld, I never was a big fan of Seinfeld.
I binged some of Seinfeld, and I really didn't like the first season, but then after that, I got it, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I just think with a lot of these, if we're going to reboot the show, the best way to do it is not to bring Kelsey Grammer back.
Because he's
old, he can't really play that anymore, you know, it's not the same, but create...
Time has come and gone.
Right, which is why I think, like, if you were going to redo Friends... Well, don't get all of the cast back. Come up with a new cast, and they meet and hang out at the same coffee shop.
They're, 55 or 60 now,
right.
Friends?
You know,
that's disappointing to you, isn't it, Brian, that Jennifer Aniston is at 55?
Well, yeah. Courtney Cox is the one I feel sorry for just looking at
her. But people do, though.
Wow, that was low.
What did you say?
I said, I feel bad for Courtney Cox just looking at her. That's what he said. That was brutal. But like,
she did not go through the plastic surgery thing well.
How I Met Your Father was a great example where they did this. It was a different character, different show.
But it didn't do well either, did it?
I mean, it ran like 4 seasons.
Oh, okay.
And apparently it was pretty good. I never watched it.
Well, it had to end better than the first How You Met Your Mother, because I know you hate that ending to it.
Yes, I did hate that ending.
But
I like the actual ending. I don't like the second.
Friends probably could work again, but you know, things about TV series, they click with certain people, and sometimes they never can find the magic again. It was a one-time thing. Like, you're never going to find another Joy of Friends. You're never going to find another one. You're never going to find another Chandler either.
How I Met Your Father, that writer strike that they had, that was the end of that, pretty much.
Because it
just never came back.
I saw a lot of people were talking about it. Like, it was doing pretty good, and it was straight to Hulu, I think.
It was a Hulu original.
And see, I don't watch the Golden Girls. Everybody just raves about the Golden Girls, the reruns and everything, and I just don't. I know you're a big fan, Brian, but well, I know you watched it every Saturday night.
I had to,
but you know, just some things just don't hit me.
Well, you can't bring any of them back.
But now my granddaughters make fun of me because I'm like always watching something in black and white, and they bring Friends over to introduce me and stuff, and they're looking at me like he's watching a black and white Western.
He's old.
Yeah, he's really old. Yeah. All right. We're going to celebrate some birthdays today.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Johann Sebastian Bach in 1685 was born. He was a German composer. ¶¶ And now, Dalton Barrett on the bass fiddle. Oh, that would be a viola. No, he's playing a recorder.
That's mine.
In 1928, Gordie Howe, Canadian, well, you know, it runs in the family. Yeah. You know, talented recorder playing. Gordie Howe, Canadian Hockey Hall of Fame right wing. 1929, Liz Claiborne, American fashion designer. And 1933, Shirley Jones, American actress, born in Smithton, Pennsylvania.
Hello, world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
Shirley Jones was a really great actress, but most people remember her from the Partridge Family. But she was in, I think she was in Oklahoma. And Elmer Gantry, she won an Academy Award.
Really?
But they remember her as Ma Partridge. In 1948, Al Gore, American politician, environmentalist, and Brian actually knew him. He was vice president in 1993 to 2001. Well, he met him, didn't he?
Yeah, they're Facebook friends and everything.
And in 1971, isn't it? McGregor?
Yes, Ewan.
Scottish actor, born in Perth, Scotland. And that's a look at all the birthdays for you here on the Wake Up Crew. We've got weather coming up next, and then we're going to stand by for news from CBS. Our time is 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms likely returning into the afternoon. Some storms could be severe. Cloudy skies expected, high near 67 degrees. West winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 39 degrees. North winds will stay around 5 to 10. Tuesday, we're looking mostly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. East winds will stay around 5 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it is 60 degrees.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
You had a day off in...
Yeah, I do too.
Don't miss the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Mr. Haney, quit
working. Here on News Radio, WGNS.
Good morning. We've had a couple of accidents already out here as it really starts to build now on 24 coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. Still dodging some pretty good rain showers, especially coming up 65 through Williamson County right now as it starts to load up a little bit more volume northbound on 65, especially there around Spring Hill in that southern portion of Williamson County headed on up through Franklin and Brentwood. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out today while you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
We got it at the Habitat ReStore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Katy Perry's going to hit the road, but first, it's off to space. No, really. She'll take off on the all-female Blue Origin flight April 14th with CBS Morning's Gail King. Then when Katy gets back to Earth, her Lifetime's world tour starts in Mexico City.
Our current methods simply aren't working.
You know her from Game of Thrones. Natalie Dormer stars in Audrey's Children. She plays Dr. Audrey Evans, a pioneer in children's cancer research.
How is she not a household name?
Now, Natalie told me she met the real Dr. Evans before she passed.
And to have been given her blessing, so to speak, and received a smile. For me, that's a life moment, let alone a career moment.
Wow, Audrey's Children is in theaters now. Go see it. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 today, and Carly Fancher's today's Good Neighbor of the Day for her selfless care for a hospice patient and rushed to say goodbye despite her busy schedule. Family praises her for her compassion. Carly's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And some people celebrating birthdays yesterday. Ronella Hornsby, Harry McKee, Vicky Pentagrass, Lauren Rudd, Melissa Thomas, and Dan Sizemore celebrating today. Gary Middleton, Tiffany Johnson, and Steve Sandlin celebrating. If you got birthdays to get into us or anniversary, 615-893-1450 is that phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is that website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig is that prize. So go ahead and get them into us.
When Murfreesboro firefighters knock, they're helping our city by conducting the census. If you haven't filled out the census form, do it today. Return the mailer you received or go online to MurfreesboroCensus.com. More people counted means more funding for roads, schools, and safety services.
And we'll be back with more here on the Wake Up Crew. Brian, wake up. It's time to do your hour. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wake up. It's time to crew.
It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Talks third term.
I've had more people say, please run again.
Paying voters in Wisconsin.
The reason for the checks is that it's really just to get attention.
Earthquake aftermath.
Digging with their bare hands.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump says he's not joking about possibly seeking a third term. There are methods, he said, which you could do it. He told NBC News in a phone call, and without revealing specifics, he said he had been presented with plans that would allow him to seek re-election. The Constitution stipulates a two-term maximum. He spoke about it on Air Force One.
I have had more people say, please run again. They said, we have a long way to go before we even think about that.
Trump also told NBC News he, quote, couldn't care less if automakers increase car prices as a result of new tariffs. CBS's Weijia Jiang has more on what's due to happen this week.
President Trump is touting this week's tariffs plan as a big boost for U.S.-made goods.
I believe this will be the golden age of America.
On Wednesday, reciprocal tariffs are expected to take effect, although it's still unclear how many countries will be impacted. Then on Thursday, the U.S. will impose a 25% tariff on all imported vehicles and auto parts.
The people that are going to make money are people that manufacture cars in the United States. Outside of the United States, that's going to be up to them. I don't care too much about that.
But American-made cars use many imported parts, and analysts predict the price of cars could go up by at least 10% when the tariffs kick in.
Trump ally Elon Musk went to Wisconsin with a checkbook, handing out two $1 million checks for voters who support his PAC in the midst of a key state Supreme Court election. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
In the presidential battleground state is holding the first major political contest since President Trump took office. He and Musk are backing Brad Schimmel, a former Republican attorney general. Musk flew to Green Bay Sunday night.
It's a super big deal. Like, I'm not phoning it in. I'm here in person.
$80 million will be spent on the court race. Musk personally donating $3 million to the state's Republican Party, and his America PAC is pumping more than $12 million into advertising and campaign operations for Schimmel. But billionaire Democrats are also spending here, most notably George Soros and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
At least one death in Indiana is blamed on powerful storms that tore through the nation's midsection and south. 70 million people are under threat of severe weather today. CBS's Nicole Valdez.
Blinding rain, severe winds, and intense lightning sparked across the night sky. In northern Arkansas, low rotating clouds showed an ominous sign of tornadoes forming. At least two tornadoes were spotted nearby, about 2 hours east of Chicago. Damaging wind gusts up to 81 miles an hour took down power poles and uprooted trees, some falling onto homes in St. Joseph County, Indiana.
It came in like a lion, just so fast you couldn't even imagine.
Overseas, more than 1,700 deaths are blamed on the earthquake that did damage in Myanmar and Thailand. Asia correspondent Anna Corrin.
Damaged roads, bridges, and down power lines have made it impossible for rescue teams to reach communities in this impoverished country, engulfed by 4 years of civil war since a military junta seized power in a coup. So far, China, Russia, and India have responded with humanitarian aid and teams on the ground, along with other regional neighbours. The US government's cuts to USAID and State Department programs could be felt acutely by Myanmar's earthquake victims in a country now grappling with a humanitarian crisis.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs. So I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community, or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center, support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a Wisconsin case that tests whether Catholic Charities is entitled to opt out of a state unemployment compensation system for its employees. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Wisconsin's taking the position, we give you tax-exempt status if you are, in fact, a religious organization. And we deem you to be a religious organization if you're in the business of promoting your religion. But here you have a Catholic charity who's saying, hey, look, we're focused really on our charitable and our secular activities.
A New Mexico court holds a hearing today on whether to block the disclosure of records, videos, and photos from the investigation into the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife. The request has been made by the couple's estate. In Arizona, a trial opens today for Lori Daybell Vallo, the woman serving life in prison for killing her two children and her husband's first wife. In this case, she's accused of ordering her brother to kill her ex-husband. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The first of these trials focuses on her conspiracy to murder her fourth husband, Charles Vallo, back in 2019. And he's an individual who went to the authorities and said she needs help. She has mental problems, and if I'm killed, you can trace it back to her. When that trial's done, she's scheduled for yet another trial on May 30th for the attempted murder trial of her niece's husband.
Federal authorities are now involved in the investigation into a fire that's been labeled arson at the New Mexico Republican Party headquarters in Albuquerque. There's extensive smoke damage. No one was in the building at the time of the fire. Overseas, a French court has convicted far-right leader Marine Le Pen on embezzlement charges. Her sentence could include prison time and a ban on holding public office. She has been considered a likely candidate in France's 2027 presidential election. It's down to the Final Four in college basketball as March Madness plays out according to the pre-tournament script. CBS's Matt Piper.
For the first time since 2008, all four number one seeds reached the Final Four.
The body control of Cooper Flagg.
Duke, led by National Player of the Year candidate Cooper Flagg, will square off against Houston, while Florida faces Auburn in the national semifinals. Houston head coach Kelvin Sampson.
I'm really excited. I'm really happy for these kids, but it's their moment. Just happy for them.
The Final Four games begin Saturday with the national championship game in 1 week from tonight.
Two games today will round out the women's Final Four. UCLA and South Carolina are already in. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rush? Yep, make that three. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a Realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour, and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
I'm Brian Barrett. Good morning, everybody. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here with us as well as we continue at 7:09 with the Wake Up Crew. Time for a check of traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by a Murfreesboro tradition. That's Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms likely returning into the afternoon. Some storms could be severe. Cloudy skies expected, high near 67 degrees. West winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 39 degrees. North winds will stay around 5 to 10. Tuesday, we're looking mostly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. East winds will stay around 5 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it is 60 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. A couple of accidents up on Briley Parkway getting some attention. One's westbound right there at Clarksville Pike in that curve where they always crash when it rains. Again, the right lane's blocked there. Further back around Briley Parkway and 24, that wreck is in its clear. cleanup stages. Give yourself extra time out here. We're still seeing this rain on the radar here push through Middle Tennessee this morning. It could be tricky at times as it builds. 24 coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through Antioch. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call independent roofing specialist. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Your mission, listener, should you choose to accept it, is to listen to the Wake Up Crew. As always, John, Brian, and Dalton will usher you through the next 2 hours of news, traffic, weather, and fun. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck.
Second hour of the Wake Up Crew is underway for this last day of May. No, March. March 31st. Feels like May. Episode 1625.
I hope it's not May. Having a bad morning, are we?
Very
sleepy. Talk about wanting the time to fly.
sleepy today. 1625, number of episodes, spring break week.
I didn't mean to laugh. That was hurtful. Okay.
But that show's about laughter.
It was just funny the way he called himself.
I couldn't catch myself from saying it. I knew it was wrong in my brain, but it came out
well,
anyway.
Well, let me ask you this question before you get into your stick that you have.
He hates
when you're doing
this.
A game, or I'm doing a game, and we mess up. Say we call a name wrong, or it wasn't a single, it was a double, or it was a foul on the wrong person. Isn't it the rule is not to correct them on the air?
Generally.
Yeah, but have you noticed that you and I get to where we just do it on the air now? Say, no, you messed that one up. You know, I mean, we do that.
Favorite sport of the two
of you. I guess
we've
known each other so long.
To listen to is baseball, softball. I love listening to you guys do baseball and softball because there's so much downtime. Mm-hmm. That you guys just start saying the most random stuff.
We do.
And it's hilarious. It's almost like another morning show.
John made fun of me for, explaining that this girl's last name was Paulk and not Falk. P-A-U-L-K.
Well, he kept saying it. It's Paulk. And he said it again, Paulk. And then he said it another time. I said, we get it, dude.
When I spelled it, it's P-A-U-L-K, not F-A-U-L-K.
I'm like, okay, I think we get it by now.
I was watching a game the other night, and you guys were, there was the lady trying to set up the camera on the net.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys kept referencing to it. You were like, well, there she goes again. If you're watching, you can you can watch her on the net.
You know why that happened? Because Brian wanted to see if she could successfully put it on the net because we've had trouble before.
I was laughing so hard at that because you did it in your baseball radio voice. It wasn't like this where it's like, well, yeah, I guess whatever. But it was like, well, and now the lady's going to put the camera back on the net. If you're watching, you can see her do that. Well, she's not going to get it. She's not going to get it, John.
Brian snapped at me the other night.
Oh, no.
Not on the air, but he snapped at me because I said he was putting up the camera. And I made the mistake of saying, well, now we'll never get to just do a game by ourselves and somebody can be off because we have that camera. And he turned to me and he went in his, I don't know, almost like he would be correcting you when you were 7 years old. He goes, we don't do that much anyway. Just like that, just hateful. It really hurt my feelings. I almost went 12 seconds being mad. Then I realized I don't care. You got to know him. To know him is to love him.
Yeah, I guess so.
To have known him. Wait.
I'm not dead yet.
Okay, it's time for...
he's got 3.5 minutes.
Yeah,
so we can go ahead and get out.
Do the rest of stuff.
Remember, tax day, 15 days. Easter, 21 days. And
my anniversary is in 15 days.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Because it's on tax day.
I didn't get you anything.
That's okay.
But I will, if you want me to. I'll give you money.
I'm always down for money.
So this is what, fourth anniversary?
Third.
So
I've been a crummy godfather. I'm trying to make up for it now that you're married.
You've been the best godfather. You've probably been more involved in my adult life than any other godfather has ever been in their godchildren's life.
That's probably
life,
true.
So,
that's probably true.
So this is the year for leather.
Leather. If I show up with leather, I think it'll be the last anniversary.
Well, there are a lot of leather things. It's fruits and flowers next year, and then wood on the fifth anniversary.
Oh, wood! It's our wood anniversary.
Then iron on the sixth. So,
iron? I'm going to get her an axe.
Man, that's romantic.
Let me see. What am I
no,
up to?
No, don't continue. You're going to continue this?
So okay. I'm the when you get like me, 26, they don't do anything between 25 and 30. So the next one's pearl.
Which means
that's not going
to
happen.
You're supposed to do silver up until pearl. You're supposed to keep doing silver.
No. It's a cubic zirconia for me.
I didn't know what that is.
It's fake.
Fake diamond.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I have something that's bugging me.
Oh.
You bug me, baby. Oh, we're not doing...
I have several things.
No
we're gonna
song
go,
of the day, no nothing.
We're going to go out with the song of the day into sports.
I like going out with the song of the day into sports.
So what's bugging me? I keep getting this junk mail in the mail.
Mm.
Looks very official. And, you know, it's in those envelopes that have the perforated things where you have to tear them off and all that kind of stuff. So
immediate,
it looks like
take immediate action.
It looks like a check.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, So you open it, and right there on the back of it, it says, "This is not a real check."
Now that makes me mad.
It aggravates
me. And the second you get it open, it's the absinthe comes out or whatever.
Although there's no reason that anybody would send me a check, I still get mad, you know.
Well, I thought maybe I'd overpaid for my insurance or something or whatnot. I mean, an occasional check, but anyway.
You didn't order two dining room tables, did you?
No, did you?
Okay, well, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I hit the button twice. It said, you know, add to the cart. And it said, oh, we see you haven't finished your order. Well, what it was, I had finished my order, but they were thinking, okay, he's going to buy more stuff. Mm. And I didn't finish the cart, so I hit the cart again. Boom. Two tables.
Wow.
What'd you do with the second one? Send it back?
I took it back. Mm. I took it back myself in a car. I couldn't take it. Couldn't send it back. I had to take it to the store.
Mm.
They were very nice, though. Walmart was very, very nice.
They are kind there sometimes. Sometimes they're not.
And then somebody said, you need to get the Walmart app.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to Walmart.com and just getting mine because I'm very, very, you know, not very good with technology. So,
well, apparently what's coming to Walmart is through the Walmart app, you'll go through the store and you'll scan your items as you put them in the buggy and then click a button, hit checkout, and walk right out.
That seems like more work than it would be to wait in the checkout line. To have
you just
to take
out picture,
your phone,
you
everyone, and scan the
you scan the QR code, you put it in your cart as you're walking through the grocery, and then just walk out.
That seems like so much extra work.
What about those elderly people that stand there and want to check your little thing for your receipt? They'll be out of a job.
Mm, I don't know. Well, here's
you
our
don't care.
Spring break playlist song of the day. Little American Authors, Best Day of My Life. Sports is coming up next.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Houston and Auburn are going to the men's Final Four next weekend. Auburn, one seed in the South, won its regional final against Michigan State 70-64. All-American Janai Broome, 25 points, 14 rebounds. One seed in the Midwest region, Houston defeated Tennessee 69-50. The Cougars led 29-8 late in the first half. The Final Four is in San Antonio next weekend. Villanova has a new head coach. It's Kevin Willard from Maryland. The women's regional final started with a South Carolina victory 54-50 over Duke. UCLA eliminated LSU 72-65. The NBA's late game at Phoenix went to Houston 148-109, and Sun star Kevin Durant left after rolling an ankle. In the NHL, Buffalo won 8-5 at Washington. Denny Hamlin was the NASCAR winner, and the Padres are now 4-0 after beating the Braves again Sunday night 5-0.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in 3 or 4 times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. of all the places we checked, was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health. In the next 5 minutes, we'll be talking with Kim Hilsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center. And she'll be sharing different ideas and thoughts on how you can get healthy. This month, a special focus on women's health and hormones. With more, here's WGNS's Scott Walker.
Where are we today? Because I know you had a class last week, but fill us in on where we are today.
So let's actually kind of like turn the clock back just a little bit and make sure that we address our premenopausal friends. We spent a lot of time this month talking about our peri and postmenopausal friends because, let's be honest, it's a rough time period for them and everybody around them a lot of times. But there's a lot of issues that women have before they ever reach that level in their teens, in their 20s, and in their 30s as well, especially a lot of times with the younger population in terms of menstrual cramps that happen a lot of time when people are younger. There's mood swings that happen a lot of time. Hormonal acne can be a big issue as well when people are younger or sometimes even when they're older. And so let's talk about the youngers a little bit today. So let's talk about the cramps first, because for some people, they can have really debilitating menstrual cramps. And because I grew up really weird, right? When I got to college, my roommate had Midol. I didn't know what Midol was. I didn't know what Midol did. I assume it's still around. I've still never used it to this day because I always had either homeopathic products for cramps, or when I was young and I had a lot of issues with it, I did a lot of research at the time, which was was right at the beginning of the internet stages, by the way, when we did dial up and had to look in books for things like that. I found that the body uses a lot more calcium and magnesium when women are ovulating. And if you don't have enough of that, then when you're on your cycle, it causes cramps. It's no different a lot of times in people that have leg cramps. Their body is low in potassium or magnesium or some combination of it. Same thing a lot of times with restless legs. It's some kind of deficiency that's causing a problem. So yeah, we could throw a pain reliever at it, but we didn't get to the root of the problem, right? The root of the problem is a deficiency. And so for a lot of women who experience that, I highly recommend a magnesium supplement or a combination calcium-magnesium supplement that could either be taken all the time, or it could be taken the week of ovulation in the week of the cycle. And a lot of times that will completely prevent cramps from occurring at all. Some people have very severe periods where they bleed for several days and they have very debilitating cramps. And even a magnesium and calcium supplement doesn't quite get it. So for them, I will oftentimes recommend a product called Cramp Bark. It is an herb, it is a plant, and that is what it's called, cramp bark. It works very well for cramps. Or we have homeopathic cramp tablets that go underneath the tongue and work, you know, within 15 to 20 minutes. So those can also be things that can be done for women who are experiencing very severe cramps. For women that have hormonal acne, which usually makes it usually worse around the cycle, but sometimes it could be bad throughout the entirety of the cycle. A lot of times they will benefit from Vitex or Chase Tree Berry, which I actually brought up during the menopause episode because it's very helpful to help women with making more progesterone. It's also very helpful in fertility for women who are trying to get pregnant, but it's also helpful for hormonal acne as well. And so that could be something that somebody might look into if that's something that they have issues with, right? Those are usually the two biggest issues that premenopausal women oftentimes will talk about, that and very heavy cycles. So sometimes people will go on birth control pills for that very purpose, but a lot of times that makes people very nervous, especially if they have younger kids. They don't want to put them on birth control that early of an age. There are alternatives to those types of things.
So when you hear from people who have, let's say, much heavier bleeding than they ever had before, is there a point where you got to say, this sounds almost dangerous?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, usually they're going to be at major risk for anemia because of the blood loss. They're going to be low in iron. They're going to need to take some type of an iron supplement. We usually recommend something like Shepherd's Purse or Yarrow, and those are herbs that help with heavier cycles and help with bleeding. So that's the herbal route. And then usually some type of a birth control pill is going to be the medical route for that type of thing. But yeah, it's not, you're not supposed to be bleeding for 10, 14 days at a time. And you definitely want to seek medical attention if that's the case.
Other situations, other things to look out for. I'm curious, what about these heavy mood swings where somebody goes from one extreme to another?
Yes. Don Quay is my friend for people that are, that have a lot of mood swings. And that can happen at any stretch across the spectrum of premenopause to postmenopause. So that can be really good. But, you know, it's also, especially once they're, you know, in the 18 and early 20s, if that's something that they're still struggling with, it might be time to do some type of a stress supplement like ashwagandha or holy basil or some combination of several different herbs that can help them sort of long term throughout the month. You know, if it may or may not be hormonally related at that point, there may be some other things going on. Yes, that's a big, big red flag, you know, especially if it's around the cycle.
You talked a lot about, of course, estrogen in women, but what about testosterone their bodies produce?
So testosterone is basically what sort of helps to spur the women's sex drive. And so a lot of times, as that level declines, so does their libido, right? And so a lot of my perimenopausal and postmenopausal women need some help in that department. Usually not so amongst the younger crowd, but I will say, you know, just like I have men in their 20s who have testosterone issues, I also have women who are younger who have testosterone issues as well, especially if you've got a lot going on. You've got several kids and, you know, that's the least thing from their mind. You know, the example I use a lot of times, I was at a seminar, gosh, this is circa almost 20 years ago. I think it was 2007. And she was talking about women with low libido. And she explained it as, these are the women that would rather take out the trash. And at the time I thought, who would rather take out the trash? Like, that makes no sense to me. Until I had, you know, a 3-month-old who was crying and I wasn't getting any sleep. And I was like, I get it. I would rather take out the trash at this point. And so, yes, that's an indicative of a hormone balance, right? And you don't have to live that way. There are supplements specifically for libido that can be used.
So the best thing to do is stop by, talk to somebody at Sunshine Nutrition, get some questions answered, I guess. But where are you located?
So two locations. We're located at 621 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, and then in Smyrna at 901 Rock Springs Road.
And of course, tomorrow, Tuesday, that means savings.
That's right. 25% off at both locations. Our hours are 830 to 630 here in Murfreesboro and 930 to 630 in Smyrna.
Again, Kim Hillsman Dunaway with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful. The residents and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
There are some treasures here at Bell Jewelers, up to 50% off, that are waiting to be discovered. Hi, this is Trevor at Bell Jewelers. So if you'd like to make a deal, come by here at Bell Jewelers. Just imagine yourself with a big old ring or nice bracelet or some nice big earrings. Like my granddad said, nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Your favorite piece is just waiting to be discovered at Bell Jewelers. And it could be at our 50% off treasure chest. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we made it to 7:30 on this March 31st, Monday morning.
Sure it's not May?
No,
well, it's not March. May. Okay. Happy birthday today to Gary Middleton, Tiffany Johnson, and Steve Sandlin. Yesterday, Roanella Hornsby, Harry McKee, Vicky Pendergrass, Lauren Rudd, Melissa Thomas, and Dan Sizemore had birthdays.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday or anniversary with any of these folks, get them in to us, 615-893-1450. That is the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That is the website, and a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize, so get them in.
Please participate in Murfreesboro Special Census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for the city. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms likely returning into the afternoon. Some storms could be severe. Cloudy skies expected, high near 67 degrees. West winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 39 degrees. North winds will stay around 5 to 10. Tuesday, we're looking mostly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. East winds will stay around 5 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it is 60 degrees.
Good morning. Just a few more minutes on the paperwork on this crash over here on Briley Parkway westbound at Clarksville Pike. It's almost guaranteed to have a wreck here during the rain. That's for sure on this side of Briley. Now it's gotten heavier through Dixon County on I-40 East headed towards Kingston Springs as it loads up with more volume. 24 west up through Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro. Watching it build through the Mount Juliet area just in the last few minutes on I-40 West headed towards Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check out strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
In a move with statewide implications, Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti is urging residents, including those in Rutherford County, to take action regarding their personal genetic data. The company, 23andMe, known for consumer DNA testing, has filed for bankruptcy and may sell off its assets, including genetic information and personal data, as part of the proceedings. Scrimeti emphasized that under the state's Genetic Information Privacy Act, which took effect in July of 2023, Tennessee consumers have the right to delete their data and request destruction of their biological samples. Residents of Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and surrounding communities are encouraged to visit the Attorney General's website for step-by-step instructions on protecting their sensitive genetic information. Meanwhile, a dangerous incident in nearby Mount Juliet resulted in the arrest of a 19-year-old Nashville man after he allegedly targeted police officers with his vehicle in what authorities called an intentional attempt to intimidate and harm law enforcement. The suspect reportedly drove towards an officer during a traffic stop and led police on two reckless pursuits through the community. Though not directly involving Rutherford County, the episode highlights regional public safety concerns. Thanks to aerial support from the Metro Nashville Police Department, officers were able to safely end the pursuit and apprehend the suspect using a spike strip system. No injuries were reported, and authorities continue to investigate the motive behind the attack. That's all for now. For updates on these, as well as more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available wherever you listen. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state. From AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery. Making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 35 after the hour here on WGNS, and it is time to play...
Name That Tune.
Oh, we're starting already?
Yes, it's going.
Bruce Springsteen.
Sounds like Bruce Springsteen. I don't know what the name of the song is. Remember, you can do name of the song and year.
85.
Okay.
Bruce Springsteen, 1985. Oh.
Once the chorus starts, but it might be a minute.
I don't know the name. Something about school?
Oh, golden days. Olden.
You're close.
Olden days?
No.
Glory days.
Glory days, that is it. 1984, Bruce Springsteen.
All right, here's one more.
Name That Tune.
Wow.
Oh.
Lady Gaga.
Piano Man.
Yeah.
Who sings Piano Man?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, Piano Man.
I'm going to say it's way 75.
75? 73, Billy Joel, Piano Man. Look at that.
It's hard to get all three, though.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That was a nice tag team, though.
It was.
Name That Tune.
Sounds country.
Yeah.
I know.
No idea. I'm not in the country scene.
This isn't country.
It doesn't sound country.
No,
it's
this is
hearing it.
Yeah, you probably leave.
No clue.
This is You Should Probably Leave, Chris Stapleton, 2021.
It was country.
Yeah. How about that?
Chris Stapleton.
Name That Tune.
Chumbawamba? I get knocked down, but I get up again.
It's called Tub Thumping.
Tub Thumping, but yeah.
You know the year?
92.
97. But you got... That's the first one he's ever got.
For that one. I mean, yeah, he went to Chumbawamba.
I never would have...
I thought it was a Mexican dish.
I had that one.
I had the Chumbawamba.
Intro in the world.
It's not coming to me.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Ah,
American Girl.
American
1976.
Girl. If we'd have heard the rest of the song, we'd have done that.
Name That Tune.
Oh, Mickey, You're So Fine.
Mickey,
Tony Brazil.
So
Basile. Basile. Basile.
Yes. Year?
1986.
81.
Oh, wow. That 81. Was pretty early.
Name That Tune.
But down, 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 down,
It's hard for me to do it with you doing that.
It's a road trip song.
Chameleon by Boy George.
It's been 83.
Karma Chameleon, Culture Club.
Culture Club.
That was, well, he was
in Culture
Club. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Name that tune.
Wake Up Little Susie, the Everly Brothers. 1956. Bye Bye Love.
It is Bye Bye Love. 1957.
I think that, yeah.
You're off. That's pretty good.
Name that tune.
Johnny B. Good.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
1955.
Something like whatever year they went to in Back to the Future. 58. Johnny B. Good.
Name that tune.
That's you.
Then, Blondie. Looking Glass.
Heart of Glass, Blondie, yeah. 1978.
All right.
Do I get credit for Blondie?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Let's name that tune.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it.
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's time to say goodbye here on this Monday, March the 31st, episode 1625. About done here for you on the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And April is almost here, and of course, Earth Day celebration for Rutherford County. The 24th annual is coming up on the 26th of April. That's a Saturday, 10 a.m. until 2, and it's on the Murfreesboro Square. Now, be sure to go for free hot dogs and popcorn, plus the electric griddle food truck serving up those free gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches. That's free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the square. More info at rcearthday.com. Good neighbor today is Carly Fancher. Carly is the good neighbor for her selfless care for a hospice patient and even rushing to say goodbye despite her busy schedule. The family praises her for her compassion. Carly Fancher receives flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And News Radio, WGNS, that's today's Good Neighbor of the Day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, you know, got pulled over by one of Murfreesboro's finest last week, and the officer was like, "You're staggering." And I was like, "Well, you're not too bad looking yourself."
Replay.
You know, if you can get a 5, well, I don't want to jinx it. Good start of the week, though.
Great start to the week, yep. Congratulations. And you still weren't happy, but...
No, he smiled. He was happy.
Yeah,
happy
but then enough. He followed up with,
that should be a 10.
Unnecessary.
It said, is it going to be a 10? You know, we're going to change the rating schedule or way we do it next week. But anyway, what else have we learned today?
Well, we griped a lot today.
We did. We were awfully complaining.
You even, and that's new?
You even had a gripe.
I did.
What's bugging you?
I've got more, too. I've got three.
Oh, it's going to be a week of gripes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I griped about something. What was it?
Scam stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about it. We played a really good round of Name That Tune, but you have to be so precise, it's just impossible.
Yeah.
The year is what gets me every time.
Yeah.
Well, and
you would think that the host of the Name That Tune would kind of give us a slack on that.
You get the very beginning of it, too, and sometimes... What I've noticed is they try to, I think it's probably on purpose, but you get the long intro.
Well, it gives you time to guess, you know, like to somebody get it.
Well, and it's not designed to be played in a strict 5-minute time format either.
I was impressed that on Piano Man, he came up with it like 2 seconds after it started.
I know that.
Like, there's two little chords and boom, Billy Joel. No, he didn't. He went Piano Man.
Yeah.
And then I knew who did it. So,
yeah.
What did you offer in that? Oh, nothing.
Oh,
wow.
Don't say that. Nobody else would have guessed Chumbawamba.
That's true. He did come up with Chumbawamba.
Okay, but what was the real name of it?
Tub Thumping
was the name of the song.
Okay,
yeah.
Now just take it. Look at it at face value. Tub Thumping sounds like Chumbawamba?
No, Chumbawamba is the name of the band.
Oh, okay. So
he got the artist, yeah.
Wow.
It was the name of the song he didn't get.
Yeah.
But he did get, Chumbawamba was the